Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
Great.
Pretty good. Who I'm speaking with?
Jesse Bonner.
Jesse Bonner.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Okay, and Auntie Betty?
Yes, how y'all doing?
Pretty good. Miss Allen?
Yes, both of us.
Amen. Oh. Good evening, Reverend Allen.
Good evening.
And good evening, Miss Allen.
Good evening, Miss Allen. Good evening.
Good evening.
Is this Miss Williams?
Yes, it is.
Amen.
Good evening.
All right. Hubert, would you start reading out of Genesis for us, please?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Genesis 22, verse 10.
28.
Excuse me, slick out. Genesis 28. Genesis 28, excuse me. Genesis 28, verse 10. Okay. So Jacob left Beersheba and journeyed toward Haran. That night, when he stopped to camp at sundown, he found a rock for a headrest and lay down to sleep, and dreamed that a staircase reached from earth to heaven, and he saw the angels of God going up and down upon it. At the top of the stairs stood the Lord. I am Jehovah, he said, the God of Abraham and of your father Isaac. The ground you are lying on is yours. I will give it to you and to your descendants. But you will have descendants as many as dust. They will cover the land from east to west and from north to south. And all the nations of the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. What more, I am with you and will protect you whenever you go, wherever you go, and will bring you back safely to this land. I will be with you constantly until I have finished going, giving you all I am promised. Then Jacob woke up. God lives here, he exclaimed in terror. I stumbled into his house, into his home. This is the awesome entrance to heaven. The next morning he got up very early and set his stone headrest upright as a memorial pillow and poured olive oil over it. He named the place Bethel, House of God. Though the previous name of the nearest village was Luz. And Jacob vowed this vow to God. If God will help and protect me on this journey and give me food and clothing and will bring me back safely to my father, then I will choose Jehovah as my God. And this memorial pillar shall become a place for worship, and I will give you back a tenth of everything you give me. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his words. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. First, I'll do a roll call. If I miss anyone, please let me know, please. I have Mom, Daddy Verner, Hubert, Jesse Verner, Betty, Auntie Betty, Miss Allen, Reverend Allen, Miss Williams, Auntie Carrie, and Daniel. Did I miss anyone? Amen, amen, amen. Okay, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. Tonight is an open session, and I pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Dear Heavenly Father, first we would like to thank you for your words, for your love, for your patience, for your kindness, for wisdom, and for guidance. And most of all, we thank you for your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you order our steps this week and lead and guide us the way that you want us to go according to your will. Father God, we ask that you remove anything and everything away from our prayer service that is not of you. Allow us to hear your wonderful words being shared. Father God, we thank you for this prayer line, for we know that this would not be possible without you. Father God, we ask that you bless the ones that are here and the ones that could not be with us tonight. Help us to be doers of your words in Jesus' name. May you continue to bless America and other nations in Jesus Christ's holy name. Let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, I'm just going to go down the list. If you have something to share, please do so. If not, just say pass. I have Mom.
Uh-huh.
Any good news to share with us tonight?
Okay. You skipped the prayer.
Oh, did Matthew?
Yeah.
Okay, would you lead us out in that for us, please? I'm sorry.
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said.
Jesus looked at them and said.
With man, this is possible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Okay. Do you have any good news to share with us, Mom? I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm going to read 1 Peter 3-9, and it reads. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto the living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorporated and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, received in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice through now for a season, if need be. Ye are in heavenly through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perish, through it be tried with fire, might it be found unto the praise and honor and glory of the appearance of Jesus Christ, whom have not seen ye love, in whom through now you see him not, yet believe ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receive the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that, Mom. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, coming from Colossians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6. It says, Master, give unto your servant that which is just and equal, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. We're praying for all of us that God will open unto us a door of others to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bond, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how ye ought to answer every man. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Next I have Daddy Verna. Any good news you want to share with us tonight?
You had to call him back. You had to go to bed.
Okay, all right. That's going to take me right into Reverend Allen. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, uh-huh. Ready.
Amen.
From the 14th chapter through 10. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and I prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto me. That's where I am, that you may be also. But whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest. How can we know the way? And Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Have known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. But Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and we be sufficient. And Jesus said unto him, have I not so been long time with you, and ye have thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And I said that thou show me the Father. May God have a blessing to the reader. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Reverend Allen. Let's see here. Auntie Carrie, any good news to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay. Ms. Williams?
Okay, I would like to share from Matthew 6.
Amen.
Begin with verse 1. I'm sorry, begin with verse 5. It's Jesus teaching on prayer. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father, which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. For if you forgive men that trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men that trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespassing. Here Jesus is teaching us to pray. In fact, he's calling his people back to prayer. And praying is really simply talking to God out of the depths of your very heart and being sincere and mean what we say. And we do this with no unforgiveness in our heart. We can expect God to answer our prayers. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Williams. Next I have Jesse Verna. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
The first thing is that I'm alive. That's the most important thing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, boys. And this is my first time, so I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
We welcome you. We welcome
and thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Don't let this be the last time.
Oh, it will not.
Okay. Okay, well, that took me right into Hubert. Any good news you want to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I would like to read from Revelation 21.
Amen.
The New Jerusalem.
Praise
the Lord. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautiful dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eye. There will be no more death, no mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give him to drink without I will give him to drink without cause from the water, from the spring of the water of life. He who overcome will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the adultery, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and said to me, "Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he caused me, and he carried me away to the Spirit to a mountain great and high, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, come down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates and with 12 angels at the gates. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert. Next I have Ms. Allen. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I become part of the fourth chapter, the fifth to the 11th.
Amen.
And from lightning, and voices, seven, a fire was burning for the throne, which are seven spirits of God. The throne earth, sea of death, the edge of the throne, and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes from front and the first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature was like a calf. Third living creature has a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. Fourth living creature, each having six wings, was full of eyes around and within, and they did not rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creature gives glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fell down before him who sat on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crown before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they extend and was created." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Ms. Allen. That brings me to Daniel. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Hello, Bobby?
Yes. Any good news to share with the group tonight? Okay, we're just going to move on.
Hello?
Yes. Daniel, any good news?
I want to share a little bit, if I can make it.
Amen.
I'm reading out the sharing I wanted to. I saw something I like. I'm going to read out of it. I've got all these kids around me right now. They're <Wow. laughs> Amen, though.
Amen.
This whole verse, I'm gonna try to read the top one day, but it's out of 10:1, God's glory. And I'm reading God in your house. If you are meeting in the spirit, there is glory in your house for worship. There are angels all around you. Do you not see the Lord? Are you not aware of who is in your midst? Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Daniel. Daddy Verner, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be reading a little about excuses.
Yeah.
As he was going down by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting net in the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said unto them, follow me, and I will make you become fishes of men. We'll find that in Mark 1:16-17. And this is what we would think he might have said. I try to imagine Peter and Andrew saying something like this to Jesus. We did love to come, Jesus, but you need to understand that the fishing business is just starting to take off. We have found some new investors, and we are about to expand our fleet to 4 boats. We have rented some retail space and are planning to expand to 10 new market locations. Besides, Andrew had just broken ground on a brand new house, and they are carrying 2 mortgages. We did love to join you, Jesus, but now it's just not a good time. You understand? That pretty much some of what I wanted to say to the recruiters that morning. In fact, I did say something pretty similar, but I wasn't available. But that's not what Peter and Andrew said. We are told that Peter, who immediately dropped their net, followed him. So, no hesitation. It's a question that Jesus, we are all in just what you want us to do. As we see in the parable of this, king wedding banquet, Jesus knew that the invitation would be refused by man. When Jesus invited the rich young ruler of Matthew 19 to go sell your possession and give to the poor, you will have treasure in heaven. The man followed, then follow me. We're in a blender, but my eyes kind of going together on these little small wood, but they will keep on being with me then. Okay. Then all come right. Follow me. You find that in 19:21, Matthew. The ruler couldn't do it. He could not lay down his most precious possession. If that was what he required to follow Jesus. Instead, we read, when the young man who had heard that he went away sad because he had great riches, not had great wealth. And we'll find out in Matthew 19:22. Thank you for the invitation, but the cost is just too high. In Luke 9, Jesus invited another man to follow him. But he replied, Lord, wait, let me go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Still another one said, I will follow you, Lord, but just let me go back and say goodbye to my family. I think I'll stop there, but we'll find that in Luke 59 through 62.
Amen.
Luke
59. Amen. All right. Thank you for that, Daddy Vernon. Okay. I think Miss Allen.
You did me already.
Oh, we had you. Okay. All right. That take care of everyone now. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Uncle Oliver, Mary Ann, Mary Lowe, Jessica Smith, Vicki Hussman, Angela Burns, Malachi, DeMarcus, Tony, Brian, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Quentin Hayes, Jermaine Dawson, Janet Williams, Valerie Crockett, Miss Wanda, Mayosi Lowe, Jordan and the Rako family, Uncle Dave, Uncle Champ, Carlos and the Wells family, Miss Waters and family, Rebecca and family, Lenny and family, Leroy Abrams, Eddie Tittman, Rachel Bessler, Michael and Denise Moody, Maxine Johnson, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer.
Yes,
Father God, we ask that you lift them up in a mighty way so that others may see the goodness of you working in them, through them, and with them, in Jesus' name.
Loretta, I want to ask somebody for you, say amen.
Father God, we ask that you allow them to hear your still voice. We ask that you remind them that you are still in control. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I would like to add my sister to the prayer line. She is at the point of death in Ohio. Her name is Ruth Edward.
Ruth Edward?
Yes.
I would like to add the Adams family.
Adams?
Yes.
Okay.
And the Jenkins.
Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, that take us right into the birthdays, and we're celebrating birthdays from May 5th through May 11th. And I do have Leroy's birthday down for May 10th. Is there any other birthdays we need to recognize?
Bruce is the ninth.
Got a brother. Don't you know you got a brother?
Bruce is the ninth. Thank you, guys. Any others?
About to get
packed
up on that one.
Ashley's the ninth. Any other birthday we need to recognize?
I had two over here, Gina and Loki, Robert and Gina. They had a birthday with Jenkins this week.
Robert, okay. Any others? Okay, let's see here. Mom, would you sing the birthday song for us, please?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, all you people. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mom. Next, we have praise testimony, songs, or poem. If you have anything to share, go ahead, and if not, just say pass. Miss William, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
I'll pass.
Okay. Miss Allen?
A pass.
Hubert?
Yes, I would like to read out of the book of Psalms, Psalms 1. Okay, just Psalms 1, and it started, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditate day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of waters, which yieldeth fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatsoever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. May words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight, O Yah. Bless Allah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that, Hubert.
Todachi Kwasi.
One of my favorites.
That takes me right into Reverend Allen. Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. Amen, amen. Daniel, anything else you have to share with the group tonight?
Everything.
Just want to shout it up, everybody.
Amen. Amen. Love you, amen. Too. Amen, amen. Okay, Mom?
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to sing.
Amen, amen.
Take my hand. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. When my day grows weary, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is all but gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, and lead,
When the gong and the appeal and the light draw nearer and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on. Through the night, take my hand, precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Precious
amen.
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mom. Auntie Betty, any good news? Anything else you want to share with the group tonight?
I'm going to read Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 11. It says,
amen.
Put on whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wile of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and have the breastplate of righteousness, and be sword with preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, is to take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be all the fury God of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit, and watch thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that wherein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. That brings me right to Daddy Verner. Anything else you would like to share with the group tonight?
Yes.
Amen.
Keep the spirit or a finisher. Anyone can begin a marathon champion, finish them. Everyone experience happens at Wednesday. It is those who stay strong to finish who are rewarded. Pace yourself. Determined to go to the distance. Keep a flame in spirit or a finisher. He would. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that,
amen.
Daddy Verner. Okay, that takes us right into the Serenity Prayer. And Auntie Betty, would you lead us out in that, please?
Thanks.
Amen.
Amen. God grant me.
God grant me.
Granted to herself.
The serenity to accept
the thing that I cannot change.
The thing that I cannot change.
And the courage to change.
And the courage to change.
The thing that I can change.
The thing that I can change.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. I have the closing prayer coming up next. Anything anyone else would like to share before I go right into the closing prayer? Amen. Daddy Verner, could you do us the honor to Matthew 6:9, please?
Well,
okay.
Amen. Everyone bow their head, please.
Okay, we get there.
Amen. Amen.
I can explain away our Father, which are in heaven, that it will be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt, that we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay, all right. Well, that concludes our program for tonight. The Nellis family and friends would like to thank Jesse Verner and everyone else for joining us. We pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. Remember to keep the devil under your feet. Keep God first in all that you do. And every morning, put on your full suit of armor for protection from the enemy. May God continue to bless us all. Have a blessed week. Remember, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Love everybody.
Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you. Night.
Okay, this is something for you to carry through the week. Lord, give me the grace to accept life right where it has put me. And help me to overcome the fear that would waste my days. Give me the wisdom and desire to make every day count for you. Life matters. Make the most of it. Amen. From the Nellums family, good night.